plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit. Get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hair, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to a... What? Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode of Game Rage Movies and TV. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with good buddy Frank.
Again with the good buddies.
What do you want me to call you, Frank? Mm-hmm. That's your name. Your good buddy Frank.
Yeah, but you call everybody that.
No, I call you that, and I call Adam that.
And Ruben.
No, Ruben has now, as we learned last week, or the week before, is Don Juan Rubidon, the Rubenio. No, he is Rubenio. That's his name, all right? We're here today with good buddy Frank, and also with Rubenio.
Hola.
Jesus. That was actually pretty good. With the hola. Anyways, today we're going to talk about, if you haven't read the title, obviously, Hell of a Boss. Brand new episode. Episode number 11, Mastermind. And before we get into that, though, real quick, if you want to follow us, you can go follow us on all of the social medias. At Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Like, comment, follow, subscribe. Also, if you like Twitter/X, you go to Game Rage Mag on that app. Follow us there. Additionally, if you want to follow Frank and you like anime, go to anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram and check out the Anime Syndicate Podcast. All right. Hell of a Boss, episode 11. Let's get into it. I just want to start off by saying that I was pretty sad that Stolas didn't get executed in this episode, because I think that's what he deserves, as being the one who is the asshole in the relationship between Blitz and Stolas. And I just have to say, I thought he was going to get his comeuppance finally, and I'm very disappointed that didn't happen. And as Frank told me, apparently Vivian Medrano said that he's not going to die in this series, which makes me even more sad. Anyways, what did you guys think about the episode? Frank?
Well, I was looking at Ruben.
Oh, Ruben?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering who's going to go first. I didn't
know. Well, Ruben, since you watched it twice because you didn't wait like we told you to. But anyways, what did you think about it? I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened in this episode. I mean, primarily the full, I don't know if it was an introduction, but you had Satan now revealed of what he is.
And also the sin of sloth and envy.
Yeah, they were in there.
They were finally introduced too.
Yeah,
they weren't even introduced. They were just
shown.
Present.
Yeah,
was given a name. I forgot it was like Levy or something.
But that was Queen Bee. She called her that in her episode. That's the only reason why we have a name for her, because she said, remember, she was doing the whole like, I was gonna go raid her drug stash, but whatever.
Yeah.
But so she gave her that name. So the other one has names too, but I think they're not like. They haven't been said.
I mean, so we had those things now all shown, so we know kind of like now who everybody is in that top level demonry realm.
Well, they're the top of
demons, right?
In hierarchy, the lowest are the Hellborns,
right?
And at the bottom of that Hellborns are the Hellhounds,
okay,
and then the Imps,
okay,
and then there's the Succubi's. Uh-huh. The goetic demons, whatever. Yeah, so they're all in that tier, but specifically imps and hellhounds are at the bottom.
Where do the humans who die
I'm getting there. Above them is the, if I remember correctly, should be the sinners.
Okay.
And above the sinners are the overlords.
Okay.
Above the overlords are the goetias.
All right.
And above the Guishas are the Sins.
Okay.
And above the Sins are Charlie and Lilith.
So where does Satan fall in that.
He's part of the sins.
He's part of the sins.
Yeah.
What sin is he?
Sin of wrath.
Oh, okay. So then Lucifer. Well,
but Lucifer is also a sin.
But he's
the king of hell.
Yeah. All right.
He's the ruler of hell.
So then Charlie and Lilith are higher than Lucifer.
Yes.
Okay.
They call Stolith and the Galicias demon royalty.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the only real royalty is Charlie and Lilith.
Lilith, yeah, okay.
And Lucifer. Yeah. But yeah, he's the sin of pride.
Okay.
Which is part of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, right.
She seems to follow more on the there's a term for it, even though calling it the Bible is wrong, but it's the Torah, right?
Oh, for the Jews? Yeah.
But there's a name for like a Jew, I can't say that word.
What? Judicial?
No, as in the Jews.
Jewish?
No, there was a whole term for it.
What? Jew? Bible. You can't say the F word. What? Jew?
No, there's like, it was like,
yeah, Jewish. Is it the Torah?
No, but there was a term called like something like Judaic Bible, which like that.
Yeah, it's the
which
Torah.
Which is the
it's basically just the Old Testament.
No, it's the offshoot of the original. Okay, there was the Bible.
Yeah.
And then once the separation started happening between Christianity and Judaism, there was their Bible, and that's what that Bible was called. Mm. And then after the I think it was the birth of Christ is when it became the Torah. Or some, I don't quote me on that. I just remember seeing somebody did a whole flowchart on this. Mm-hmm. But in that in the actual Jewish side of this, that's where Lilith is, because Lilith is, if I remember correctly, isn't in the what's the term?
Judaic?
No, not Judaic. For all the Bibles of Christianity,
canon.
No, there's like a term for.
That's what it's called. The canon. Oh, what do you mean, like the.
You know what I'm talking about? There's a name for the Bibles of the Christian faiths, because there's multiple Bibles, but there's a term for them,
yeah,
for all of them.
Yeah.
Because there's the King James Bible. There's the Old Testament.
Apocrypha? I don't
know. But anyway.
What does Apocrypha even mean? Fuck, when I just made that up. I just made that word up. All right,
I think you did.
No, I heard it before. Apocrypha. Is a collection of books that are not considered part of the accepted canon of the Bible. Okay, so I was right, but it's just not about that thing.
Yeah.
So the Apocrypha is the stuff that's like
outside of the canon
that is written biblical about. Shit that happened, but like they didn't put it in the canon of the Bible.
Like Jesus' Book of Enoch. Lost years.
Yeah, or yeah, like the lost years, or like that Book of Enoch.
Yeah.
The shit like that. Yeah.
The all stuff right. that makes the church look bad.
Basically everything the Catholic Church has in the vault. All right. Yeah. That's basically the Apocrypha. In
the secret Vatican vault.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, in those ones, I don't think Lilith is a being in those.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's Adam and Eve. I think she is in it, but she isn't like. Because in the Jewish Bible, she's the first. She is the first female.
Yeah, okay.
Not Eve.
Right.
But in the Christian Bible, it's Eve.
Huh.
But in both versions, I think Lilith is the bride of Satan. Or Lucifer.
Oh, okay.
So like. I don't know where I was going with this point.
I don't know either.
But yeah, but going back to this, you still a bitch.
True. Why am I still a bitch, Frank?
Because I know you don't believe what you're saying anymore, but you
what
can't.
What do you mean?
You can't.
I believe it 100%. And I don't think you can prove otherwise.
I know you.
Don't be looking at Frank. I'm talking now. First of all, I do think that Stolas is the abuser. And just because he decided now that he can't live without having his little abuse toy around to abuse and beat and fucking emotionally destroy.
You see, the thing is, you're just doing that. All of this, you're just doing it to put up a front.
No, there's no front.
Yes, there is.
There's not. I ain't fronting.
You're clickbaiting.
I ain't fronting, dog.
You're clickbaiting.
Oh, I don't like Stolas. I think he's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Content I think farming. Blitz is just an innocent. Yeah,
content farming. There you go.
What? Content farming?
Yeah.
No, content farming would be if I were to go, you know what, guys? This Hell of a Boss show, this show's terrible. It is the worst fucking show that I've ever watched.
What you tried to do on the first episode?
I didn't say it was terrible. I enjoyed Hell of a Boss. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed all this stuff. We argued about her keeping ownership of it. That was what we argued about.
No, she did keep ownership of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like we were arguing about like, oh, if like what would happen in that sense. But yeah. We never argued about the content of the show. I enjoyed the show, regardless. Yeah, content farming would be, clickbaiting would be like, I would make that a clip too of like, hell of a boss. What do you think, Josh? And I'd go, this show fucking sucks. And let me tell you why. And then end it. That's the end. That's the clip. That's clickbaiting. All
right? It's what, this whole clickbaiting thing he's doing is the exact same reason why he doesn't like JJK.
Yeah, I don't like JJK. I don't like, no, wait a minute. That's not the whole reason. JJK is not clickbait. JJK just sucks ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
JJK legitimately was not clickbaiting. I don't like that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Shut up, Ruben. You don't know shit, all right? You haven't been old. You haven't been around long enough to know anything, all right?
He's watched anime longer than you have.
Incorrect. That's not true. That is not fucking true.
He can actually say he's watched it his whole life. You
so can I. I watched the original Dragon Ball Z back
when
in the 90s.
When I met you, that was the only anime you saw.
Yeah. Yes, correct. But guess what? I watched it when I was fucking 9 or whatever. And since then, been watching it all. So technically, that's not true. Ruben, I've been watching anime longer than you've been alive there. How about that? Wait, how old are you?
No, because you started when you met me. He had already been watching.
No, I restarted. I was still watching Dragon Ball Z. I'd watch Dragon Ball Z.
It had already ended.
Yeah, I'm still watching it. I'd watch reruns on Adult Swim.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does count. No, it doesn't. That's still watching anime. All right, anyways, we can talk about that on Anime Syndicate, but hell of a boss. This episode, in all honesty, was really good. I enjoyed it. You said that the next episode is going to be the season finale?
It should, yeah.
The 12?
Yeah, and then I think the next thing is going to be Hazbin Hotel.
And then after that, we'll get season 3 of this.
Hopefully. I'm not her, so I don't know.
Well, fuck, why don't we hit her up and see what's going on? Ask her what the dealio is. Let me text her right now. Hold on. But, yeah, where do you think this goes now from here? Now that Stolas has been...
Depowered.
I mean, depowered. Oh, so what? Now he's just got to live fucking a normal guy life? Oh, wow.
Pretty much.
I do like... It was hilarious how Stolas was ready to die and be executed because of this. And then Satan starts laughing. He's like, wait, you think we were going to kill you? No. You're actually valuable. Like, it is that two-tier justice system. They were going to kill Blitz 100% because he was a nobody.
And just to go to lunch as fast as possible.
Yeah. and yet, so they're like, what should we do for you? Oh, banishment for 100 years? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Okay, goodbye. So now he gets to live. Now, basically, he gets to live his dream out.
Mm-hmm. Not really. He lost his daughter and everything.
Well, I don't know if he lost her.
They just said that she gets full custody.
They'll figure out a way. He'll figure out a way to see her.
That was the whole point of that scene of her hugging her.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way.
See what I mean?
He'll figure out a way. That's going to be the happy ending we get at the end of the season.
No, because this is supposed to be Hellsmas. This is going to be about... This is going to be a lore... I'm telling you, it's going to be a lore drop.
It's going to be a lore drop?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So then this was, for all intents and purposes, the real season finale.
I think so, yes.
Okay. I mean, this is a good way to end it. Cliffhanger-ish. Mm-hmm. Now we don't know what's going to happen. Then we can open up with season 3 with them. You know, it's like... 2 of a kind, one's opposites and that. You know, like that kind of deal.
No, I don't think it's going to be played for laughs.
I think it will.
I think it'll make jokes, but I don't think it'll be played for laughs in the sense of like that. Like it's going to be a whole sitcom thing. I think it's more just going to be like...
Kind of the same tension or drama as in this episode. Just
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see.
Would you... what was your whole feel for Satan?
I liked him.
The guy's a Broadway actor. He's really famous. But I don't know. I didn't like him. I had something about him that I didn't like. I think it's the whole... I was expecting him to be... To quote ERB, you were supposed to be my right-hand man. But you were doing things for yourself.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously not. Well, that's the thing. We don't know how Lucifer was before Hazbin Hotel.
That's true.
They did say that he's not the same as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if he was malicious and dick like that. But that's not the way the Lucifer we saw in Hazbin Hotel would have acted.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like I was telling you, I feel like he's I just feel that the I'm just saying there's a power dynamic here that they're trying to point at, but I just can't figure it out. Because you can tell that the Sins didn't like that.
Right.
Well, besides Ozzy.
Yeah. Well, he's an asshole. So.
Yeah. And Sloth was asleep during the whole thing.
True. Yeah.
And I don't know, kind of makes sense that Queen Bee and Ozzy would be like buddy buddy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I saw a poll that was saying like, do you think Charlie would see them too as an aunt and uncle?
I don't know, man. Charlie is too, I don't want to say innocent because it's not that. She's too goody. Like she's too much of a goody two shoes.
I get that, but like,
I don't, and they do shit what does that's that like, do with, what?
Okay, one is the king of sex.
Yeah.
And the other one is the king of partying.
Yeah. And she's like not about either queen. Of those, really.
Sorry, queen.
Yeah. She ain't really about those lives, so that's why it's like, eh.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that because of their vices, but I'm just saying their personalities.
No.
And, yeah, like so. Probably just like, you know, how they just would be chill and like probably give advice.
What was not. The result of the poll?
I forgot. I was like, that was weeks ago.
Oh my God.
I just remember that it came up.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Anyways, so where do you think season? Well,
what do you think of Sane?
It was okay. Just like you tell me, I'm fronting. I felt like Satan was fronting about with something.
What?
Was fronting.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know about what though. But like, obviously there was that thing that he said about like, oh,
that he had been here in hell before Lucifer fell.
Right. Yeah.
But Lucifer was hell was created
because he like, so that doesn't make sense. It's not impossible. So obviously he is like fronting about some shit. I don't know why or what the aim of that is. Obviously maybe he wants to be considered the king of hell, but I don't know.
Well, there is a thing supposedly he says that when Lucifer's not around, he is.
He's in charge.
Yeah.
And Lucifer's pretty much not around ever, so.
Well, depends. Where were they? Because I don't know what ring they were on.
Well, where does this happen in the timeline from, like, Hell of a Boss?
We still don't know.
Hazbin Hotel. Like, we don't know where this happens at,
well,
right?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I saw it, and, like, I don't know if it's true or not, or if it was just meant to be an Easter egg.
Yeah.
But his throne, where he's supposed to sit, where it was all covered in cobwebs, and it said BRB.
Oh, yeah.
There was a rubber ducky there.
Oh, so that's like the real, that's like obviously, because he was making those rubber duckies.
In Hazbin Hotel. Hazbin Hotel,
yeah.
But not only that, it was the exact same one that he had in his hand that he was like, when they first introduced him, he's holding it in his hand. That was the same duck.
Oh, it was the same exact duck.
Yeah.
So that would imply that this takes place obviously after it happens.
Or right when he left. Because he's some...
Well, that's what I'm saying. These events would have had to have taken place after he left because the duck was there.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So these events have taken... And with cobwebs and shit.
Maybe he's not there right now because he's dealing with the whole...
This shit that
Hazbin Hotel, because Ruben hasn't seen it.
You still haven't watched Hazbin Hotel yet?
I need to.
You... Why...
We're waiting on you so we can do the music list.
We want to do the music list. Well, we also want to do another review... Because when's season 2 actually coming out? Do we know?
No.
Has there been a release date?
No. All I know is that they already started production on season 3.
All right. For Hazbin Hotel?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So it's already done then.
I think what they're at right now is animation.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying like everything else is pretty much done. Yeah, so they just need to animate it.
Everything's been scripted. Voices have been recorded.
All right.
NDAs have been signed.
Season 2 Hazbin Hotel release. Let's just see if there's anything. I mean, a lot of people, it looks like, are saying mid to late 2025.
I'm hoping early.
Huh?
I'm hoping earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's likely. Possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, just with the time frame of, like, making shit and, like, animation, like, I don't know if it's possible that it could be done by then.
I'm saying because sure, they're done. There's
right.
They have no everything. Other projects right
they're
now.
They're just waiting on animation.
No, no. I'm saying they have Spindle Horse, as far as I know, has no projects right now because I think Hell of a Boss was the only thing they were working on besides. So if they can now 100% focus on Has Been Hotel,
then maybe they could go even faster.
Yeah. And not to knock it, but their animation quality isn't exactly.
That's true. It's not like it's not top tier fucking.
It's not bad, but
no, it's not.
It's good.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's just not the. I don't know, because I was saying that until I saw this episode.
This episode was really good.
The detail on Stolas's face at the end to really show his sadness was like, okay, really good.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's not like they're not using 3D animation.
Right. There's nothing that's like super crazy about it. I mean, it's good, but it's not like, and as we know, obviously we talked about this before, like animation is a labor intensive process. Mm-hmm. Like it takes, mm-hmm. I mean, shit, it takes to animate fucking 3 minutes or a minute. It takes like 2 weeks to like animate like a minute of animation.
And then the budget on it is like insane. But the budget doesn't matter because Amazon's paying for it.
Right. Yeah. And Amazon's got that Amazon money.
Amazon's got that Jeff Bezos money.
That Bezos money. Or does Bezos have Amazon money?
No, he started Amazon, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but does he have Amazon money or does he have Bezos money?
Well, he's worth more than Amazon.
So I guess that's true. So the Amazon's got that Bezos money. I wonder what Jeff Bezos thinks of Has Been Hotel.
You think he's going to lower himself to our level?
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't watch fucking shows. He's like, I don't watch the filth I produce for the masses.
But at least he doesn't name his children exotic numbers.
Yeah, like letters fucking, and numbers.
They fucking must did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's ridiculous.
Like, do you think you're talking about him fronting?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I don't know about what. That's what I was like saying. Like, I don't know if Satan is fronting. I don't know if it's like an ego thing or if it's like, you know how, like if somebody were to be like the number two guy, right? Oh, like whenever the boss isn't around or whenever they want to be the guy, right? It's like the heir to the king always wants to be the king until you're like, oh shit, now I'm the fucking king. So you fight all those years pretending to be the king. And then like, if you eventually do get it, you're like, oh shit, I don't know what to do now. So, cause you were more consumed with getting there than what to do when you got there. So I feel like he's fronting, like he's in that mode of like, oh no, I'm the real top shit guy. I run everything because he's fronting because he ain't the top shit guy. And then he's fronting about, I don't know if it's like an ego thing or if it's like just a maybe takeover? A pride. I don't know.
Maybe a takeover?
Maybe, I don't know. Something is afoot. It would be cool to see some sort of crossover, but not going to happen probably.
Like we.
That's it.
Jesus. I mean, Lucifer.
What were you saying that he says?
What in Lucifer's hell?
Yeah,
what in Lucifer's hell? Yeah, that's a good one. What'd you think about the song? All right, my bad. I hit the button as I said, oh shit. I hit the thing and it stopped recording, but luckily we got everything. But anyways, what'd you think about the song? Because there was only the one song.
Yeah.
In this episode.
That's how it usually is with
Hell right, Boss. But I'm just saying, there's one song. What did you think about it?
I liked it, but the beginning of it is like, because I know these songs are based off of actual songs.
Okay.
And I thought for the second, I was like, I know what song this is, but then I lost it.
Oh. I thought it was kind of one of the weaker ones.
Really? I thought it was one of the stronger ones.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Katie's calling me now.
What are you saying?
I don't remember what we were saying because we paused it to go do something. But anyways, all right. Well, so the song.
I liked it.
You liked it. I thought it was kind of I thought it was one of the weaker ones, maybe even mid per se.
I will slap the back up of you. I was going to say back fat, but I stuttered on fat.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The back. Anyways. What did you think of the song, Ruben?
I have like mixed feelings because
it wasn't that good, right? It was just kind of eh.
To me, it was good, and it was like to me, it was like good and bad because like the good part for me,
I was asleep for half of it.
I was not asleep for the song. Okay,
before the song, you weren't asleep.
I was awake for the whole episode. Okay, I can confidently say that I did not fall asleep during this episode.
Sorry, you're doing a good job.
And for some reason, to me, the only I guess like, I guess you could bad part, I guess, or not bad. But I mean, it was still all good, but it's just like because boring part for me was like, I guess the duet thing for some reason. I don't know why. It's just
That was the only part that I liked was the that I forget what it's called. It's not. It's I should ask Katie, but there's like a thing where you're
right,
seeing
right there.
Yeah,
don't pause it though.
Here,
don't pause
it. Right up there. I'm gonna put it on. Oh, I'm a caller.
It'll be funny if you go up there with the mic.
Well, no, because I can't bring this up there. Nah, I'll just, that's a pain in the ass. Hey, what's it called when you're in a song and you're like singing like opposite of each other and then also harmonizing at the same time? Like you're going in and out of it. Is there like a term?
I don't quite understand.
So like, say you're like singing a song. It's two people. They're singing and then they're like going back and forth.
Like a call and repeat?
Maybe, but then like, yeah, like they're saying the same stuff and then they come and they say it together.
Pretty sure it's still a duet.
I don't think there's an actual term. It would just be a duet, or if they're like echoing all the
calls. A call and repeat, because they were doing that.
Okay. They start off doing that, but they were singing at the same time.
Like row, row, row your boat gently downstream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a round?
A round. Okay, yeah, that's what it's called. All right.
That was not a round.
No, 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 not like that exactly. They were saying similar words and then coming and saying the same thing together.
That's not a round,
though. All right, you're a round. All right, anyways, thank you. I love you. Goodbye. All right. Anyways, that was the best part of the song, was that. That was good.
When they both finally admit their love, and there was like in the most unfanfare way, which made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it was just a, I don't know. I don't know why. To me, for some reason, Bliss sounded off key for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't think Brandon Rogers is like a full singer. Because the last song they had when they were singing off of each other. Remember the one where they're. Where he's like, still is singing about, oh, this is going to be the end of us, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Bliss is like, oh, we're going to fuck tonight.
Right, yeah, yeah.
The majority of that was Stolas.
Right.
But I'm not, but if, but every time we've heard him actually sing, I never had any complaints about Blitzo singing.
Yeah, neither have I.
But yeah, I don't know. It just, I like the song a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying the Blitzo singing is bad. I think during that duet, he just makes it like off-putting when they sing together for some reason. Like his tone of voice sounds weird when singing together.
Still, I'd have to listen to it again.
Which to me it does. I don't know how you guys think about it.
I'd have to listen to it again.
Yeah, but anyways. All right. What else? Do you guys have anything else to say about this episode?
I did, but I lost it.
You lost it. God damn it.
So what do you think about the whole implication that, especially with Ozzy, when he was getting messages from... fuck, why can't I remember his name now?
Pizzarelli.
Yeah. And he's like, do something. He's like, It's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just say, like, what do you think the whole... Is he that much more powerful than the other sins?
No.
Yes, is what it seems like.
No, because remember, even beforehand, it was hinted because Momon even said that Asmodeus is the weakest of the sins.
Yeah, but Momon's not exactly the person I'm going to trust with that kind of information.
But also, think about this. Remember, it wasn't Satan deciding this. It was basically the votes of all the Goetia to have this fucking done.
But off of, because he didn't want to do the work. Remember, he was like...
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I just want to get this over with. And he's like, okay, who wants to hear and listen to this hours and hours of testimony? So
I don't think it was like, oh, the Goetias are running thing. It was more of him just being lazy.
Yeah, but like obviously this was because like the Goetia wanted to get this done, so it was because
it wasn't just the Goetias; it was everybody in the courtroom,
right? With the exception of what's his name, Asmodeus and fucking Queen Bee. There were the only two that wanted to give them a chance.
No, it was them two.
Well, no, and then they highlighted Blitz and everybody, but they don't get a vote; they're on trial. Like,
I'm saying, but it highlighted them.
So that was just for comedic purposes. Like, they don't actually get a vote; you're on trial. Like, they don't get a vote.
Oh, and what about the Mexican dude?
Oh, the macaw.
Yeah.
You mean the South American?
Yeah. I just call it Mexican because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought that guy was cool. He's never been introduced before,
right?
No, but
the way you said carajo, that was a very Mexican implication. Not implication. What's the word?
Inflection?
Inflection, yeah.
Macaw, the bird.
Well, I'm not saying the bird is from Mexico. I'm saying that character.
Macaw is exclusively a bird in Mexico. No.
Kind of like you can tell the differences between Asian languages by their inflection. What's that word again?
The inflection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's like the Spanish from Mexico and the Spanish from Spain. It's like the English here and the English in the UK.
Yeah. True.
And we know the bright answer for both those languages is on this side of the
America.
World.
Yeah, of course. what else?
I'm about to say, what do you think of that?
About the what? The
from what we've seen, all the sins put together, do you think are weaker than Satan?
No, I don't think that's because he's just a sin just like them. So yeah, he might be a little more powerful than each one of them individually, but I don't think he's so OP that he's like, oh, he could take all of them. I just think that all of the other sins aren't ever gonna, well, the reason why he can take over is because they're not gonna fucking band together, and he knows that.
Especially not again with what's his name.
Right. So if they were to band together, yeah, of course they could probably take him out. But they're never going to do that. So if anyone wanted to pick a fight with him, it would be one-on-one. And he is probably more powerful than each one of them individually. But not enough to where he could take off all of them at the same time.
So we can all agree that Satan is probably the strongest besides Lucifer.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
outside of Lucifer.
Yeah, inferment, yes. By inferring what we've seen, I feel like that's something we could safely assume.
And we're also on the whole, if we're believing, okay, what's his name again?
Mammon.
Asmodeus is the weakest.
Possibly.
I don't think Mammon's, if it is true, I don't think Mammon's going to be much higher than him.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, because if I remember correctly, because the power derives on, like, how much, like, worship or, like, how much of their worship means, like, cause, you know, the people above all her powers came from all of her followers.
Well, I think that's the people that live in their rings.
That's what I'm trying to get to, yeah.
Like, the lust ring, I don't think has as many as like the pride ring.
Well, the pride ring is the sinners.
Well, what's the one where they're from?
The wrath.
No. Okay, so it's wrath. So that's like the biggest one, right?
Well, that is where they grow all the food.
That's what I'm saying. So like they have the most people for like worker purposes. Mm-hmm. So theoretically that could, and they're like the country folk, you know, where there's like a shit ton of people. So
yeah, so they're all like all brawn and everything. So
anyway, this is coming from me. I did not like his dragon motif.
Yeah. It was weird.
When they showed the little clip of him in the, like, all the shit when they were,
yeah,
when it just showed the shadow outline, he looked so much fucking cooler.
Yeah, he did.
And then when they showed that it's just a dragon,
it's
I don't know.
It's kind of whack.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But the design I didn't like, and I would have preferred if he was just, oh, fuck. The best way I can describe it, he looked Warhammer-ish.
Yeah, he looked kind of like Angron, but like...
Yeah, like when he was
like
in Shadow.
But like a less cool version, yeah.
But when he was in Shadow. But now, when he looks like the American Dragon. You ever seen that cartoon?
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Jake Long or some shit like that?
Yeah.
He turns into that freaking Chinese dragon. That has like red scales.
Yeah.
Or he looked like Mushu from Mulan a little bit. Bigger. He looked like a buff version of Mushu from Mulan.
No, he was definitely a Western dragon.
I would have been happy if he went with the stereotypical classic demon kind of style, like, you know, just giant wings, giant horns, and freaking
like straight up what we imagine when we think of the devil.
Right? Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. You know, what also would have been cool.
What?
To kind of show him being Lucifer's right hand man, it make him as small as him.
Oh, that would,
because Lucifer is the smallest person we've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And it'd be funny if he was like a normal human size. And he's like, and literally everybody there is bigger than him. And everyone's like, what's the word? Revering of him?
Yeah.
Because every time he spoke, because you know, everybody in this episode was talking over each other. But every time Satan spoke, everybody was quiet.
Right, yeah.
They did not want to speak over him at all.
Well, look at what happened when Blitzel even just said, no, just kill me, not them. You dare tell me how to fucking...
Yeah.
And what's up with that little tiny demon? He looked like that one that was the Cape Common Lucifer, or Satan down.
Oh, yeah. He's on the little, like...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he reminded me so much of St. Peter from Haspen Hotel in the sense that he's like the fucking twink just flying around.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. How do you feel things would have gone if Lucifer was there?
Honestly, I don't think Lucifer would give a shit. I don't think he would have even cared.
I think after the end of Hazbin Hotel, I think he does.
Yeah, maybe, but we don't. But again,
we won't know until next year.
Yeah, that's true.
Saying, like, what do you feel? What do you think?
I don't know. He probably would just been like, who cares, guys? Like, what's the difference? Like, okay, so he broke some rules. Like,
yeah, but these are rules he put in place.
Yeah.
And like, I have so many fucking questions about this show. Like, why did he? Because again, remember I told you that was the one thing I had, like, to show how far Lucifer has fallen. Like, he just seems like a, what's the word, airhead? Mm-hmm. Where he just doesn't care. And in reality, if he doesn't care, can hell function? Can the sins keep it running when he's not caring?
I mean, maybe. I mean, they have been.
Because it seems like he is 100% devoted to his ring.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, the sins are.
Right.
But we went to fucking a Washington Hazbin Hotel. We saw that Alistair kept fucking disrespecting him and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, he doesn't seem to have, what's that word, that presence of power? Like Satan had, like, I don't know, that's presence of power, but like Satan is the sin of wrath. Mm. When he spoke, he was wrathful. When he spoke, people were quiet. When Queen Bee enters the room, the party gets lit. Everybody gets more hype.
Right, yeah.
When Ozzy enters it, everything got smooth and fucking like jazzy is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
So could that be a factor in things? Because every sinner that we saw in Hazbin Hotel was prideful.
True.
Maybe. But the thing is, on top of all this though, like, with the humans in hell, the sinners, their power is based off how many souls they own.
Right.
But yet none of them will ever be able to, according from what I heard, will ever be able to be as powerful as a Goisha or a Sin. Sin.
Hmm.
But because the whole theory about those duckies that he was making.
Yeah.
That those are the souls of each sinner.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying if souls are power, then who has the more power? The sinners writing those contracts, or Lucifer, who literally...
Maybe it's him maybe that's why he's most powerful, because he literally holds the whole thing in his hands. Like,
then why would he support Charlie's thing about
rehabilitating them?
Yeah, and taking souls away from him if they go back up to heaven.
Well, because, like, I don't think he cares about the power aspect of it. Like, I don't think he gives a shit. Obviously, he just wants to be, like, here and just do his own thing. He doesn't give a fuck about all that. So, you know? And that's why the demons, it would be, or the sins, it would be in their best interest to stop this rehabilitation thing from happening.
But I don't think their powers come from souls.
Maybe not.
But then again, like, I don't know how it is in this. We know she follows the biblical lores or canon.
Kind of, yeah.
Pretty often, pretty considering how fucking deep that well is when it comes to the biblical canon.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
I forgot where I was going with this. Fuck. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Bible and the canon. And
no, but what was leading me into this?
About how accurate she is with the biblical
canon. Yeah.
No, before that.
Oh. Oh, shit. Wait
a minute. We were talking about that. Oh, we were talking about the power of the sins and like their...
And using the souls?
The souls are equal to power.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't know how accurate this is to the actual Bible lore, then. Mm-hmm. Because in the Bible, all the sins are fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
Just Lucifer was the strongest.
Yeah.
In this, especially with what Satan said, goes that I've been here since before the golden angel fell.
Right, yeah.
So are the sins just demons, or are they fallen angels too?
I feel like they're probably not fallen angels. I don't think that's what they are.
Because going off of Lucifer and Baggy, they're humanoid.
Right, yeah.
And none of the sins are.
Right.
Well, they're humanoid, but not human shape as well.
Right. They're human. Well, they're humanoids.
Like, they're human in the fact that they're human. Like they look like humans.
Yes.
Were.
But because they were angels.
Yeah. Which is funny because the humans, the sinners, are demonic. Nothing.
Yeah, I know. They look they're super like, demonic. Yeah.
Some of them aren't even in human form. Look at fucking Zestiel and fucking.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot. They never introduced her name, but the one that looked like a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the one that in the freaking episode was it 10, that guy in the hotel. She literally has a floating head because she got decapitated and everything.
Oh, yeah, because that's how she died. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's a you have a week. You better catch up because next week we're doing the we're gonna do the Hazmat Hotel song ranking and you better be caught up. There's only 12 episodes, right? And they're
yeah,
and only one of them is an hour long.
Wait, you said
I don't even think it's an hour, I think it's like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But you said that the episodes are on Amazon?
Yeah, they're on Amazon. Amazon.
Oh, I don't got that. Suit.
The way you said that.
You guys don't have Amazon fucking Prime?
My dad does.
Yeah, so log into his account because you get Prime Video for free, so it's on there.
Yeah. I don't have his account. I don't know.
Tell him to put it. Is it on the PlayStation?
No.
Ask him to log into it on his PlayStation for Prime Video so you can watch it.
And if he says no, one of us will give you ours.
Yeah, Frank will give you his because I don't trust you for shit. No, I'm just kidding.
So if they're fallen angels, is that why he's able to get more power with the souls? Because in her old lore, before this became a thing, because in the comics and stuff like that, or whatever it was that she was doing beforehand, Lucifer is like right below God in power. I don't know. Maybe that's why I just felt that Lucifer seems weak to me. Where I know in her old shit that he was the shit.
Yeah.
And sure, yeah, he was playing with Adam.
Yeah, we still don't know the full scope.
And we saw him go into his demon-esque form and start beating the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But that was just punches. We didn't see how much power he actually has.
Yeah.
Like, you saw Alistair, how he fucking manipulates shadows and shit. And
yeah.
Fucking voodoo shit.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just saying, like, you don't think he would have... What do you think he would have done with Solas and shit?
I don't think... I think he would have just been like, whatever. Nothing. I don't even think he would have banished him. Because he doesn't seem like the type of guy who would be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Because it wasn't a slight against him.
Right. It was just like, oh, whatever. Like... I think he would have just been like, eh, it's all good. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Or do. I don't care.
Or do. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I'm not your supervisor. Put us up in the list. Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. So I guess that's all I got.
All right. So overall, we're excited and looking forward to seeing the next one. This was probably, like you said, the real season finale. And the next one's going to be, like you said, it's all going to be backstory and lore.
Is it going to be backstory, lore drop, or one of those like... Like, you see it in anime when they have a holiday come up there in the middle.
It's a holiday episode.
It has nothing to do with the canon.
Right, yeah. It could be that. It should be cool. It's like a beach episode.
Yeah. No, because a lot of times the beach episodes are canon.
That's true. But anyways. All right. Well, that'll do it for us on this one. If you got any other stuff you want to listen to or you want to follow us on social media, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Also, you can follow Game Rage Magazine on Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. And you can follow Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast. And go check out the Anime Syndicate podcast. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Damn, this was a long-ass episode, almost 45 minutes. Ooh-wee. Good to go.
Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Range Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Range Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.